their performance by scrutiny for them, their performance. Where Jesus talked here, Paul makes it clear that for the believer. And at the moment the believer dies, then he passes immediately into the presence of the Lord. He goes to the Father's house. If you notice Christ is there, die is what? Lost? No. So this is today, heaven at this moment is where God dwells, is the place where Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father. How can the Bible describe that? It does it in a number of ways. The Bible describes it in 2 Peter chapter 1:11 as a kingdom. The heaven is described as a kingdom. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, heaven is described as an inheritance. Here we go. Describes it as a country. Ray and I were talking earlier. If you grew up in any type of Baptist church, you remember the old song, Bugle Man. Baptist meal about Bugle Man. Well, Bugle Man, that is a country. Chapter 11, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16, also describes heaven as a city. John 14 here describes home. One thing that's interesting about what's happening in this upcoming world is John 13 and John 17, the word Father is used in 53 times. 53 times in the chapters. So, what's the message? We open the Father's house and pray. Trust God. Think of the happiest days of your life. Perhaps the day that you were married, or the day you graduated from whatever you graduated from, college, high school, or so forth, the day of your life. Every day, think about the birth of a child, about that day that you ran for your grandparents. Wow. Let's see if my child is a child. Don't have that moment. Don't have that happy moment. Understand that all the wonderful things you've done, people ask, they all are. Because the happiness of the Lord of heaven doesn't cease. People just like to go on vacation, plan for a backwards, you're about to know that it's away from you, right? Yes. But again, we've got a plan where we say, oh, saints in heaven must be under a thousand times greater advantage than we are. That which gives them the greater advantage is to be constantly in the presence of Christ. In full presence, God said there's fullness of all. Joy. Joy. That joy. That happiness will never ever fail. Because Jesus is there. Jesus is the source of it. Hold is where the heart is. We have that saying here. That's the common. Hold is where the heart is. Hold every believer's heart is set. Why is it called the root of the cross makes it so that they could baptize into Christ? Not into Christ. Once you're baptized into Christ, you can't be baptized. I remember a few years back in the message that I was comparing baptism to Christ to fitness. People start out as well. Once a people or cucumber is baptized into the brine, it can never be unbaptized. It will always be a people. So it is for us. Our union with Christ makes it so. More like the day than ever. Friends and family that are with the Lord. Now, this is what Paul is talking about in part when he writes this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. We don't want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. Jesus will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. This is not a not of inactivity, but of rest. Yes, God has for the people. So while we're in this flesh, we walk by faith, but at death. That's the process of the Lord. This all happens here. Paul is right. Give way and we put on our heavenly dwelling. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5. Faith becomes tough. First of the flesh. But in the present, immediate, but we know that a new heaven and a new earth are coming. Christ returns. A heaven right now, today. What type of bodies will have? Okay. Do people have intermediate bodies? Comfortable. So we've been sitting in the house of Zion, we will feast. So, what are we feasting? Are there the bodies that are currently in heaven, are there concrete realities for now? Scripture, you were taking your Bibles to 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians 5. 1:3:5 is the place of scripture both for the subject. Look closely what Paul has to say subject before we can move to the wrong view of what Paul says. So 2 Corinthians 5:1-5, this is what Paul writes. For we know that if the tent, it is our earthly home, is destroyed, a building for God, a house, not made of paper, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent, we belong, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling. If indeed by putting it on, we may not be found naked, which is the kind of discussion about being found naked. What does that mean? For while we are still in this tent, we groan. We groan, brother, not that we should get flooded, but that we would be further flooded. So that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who is prepared for us, this very thing is God, has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So, the Paul is saying that this body that we occupy right now is in his body. And it is called a temporary. Temporary alibi. I go to the other swamp. I preach a tent. I'm putting that on roots. I go to the other swamp. But I am pitching a tent. I'm moving this tent for 3 days. Knowing that I'm going to call this tent.
Places in contrast, a building.
Of death, the transition from life to life. Start singing. It's greater than all our sins. Maybe this is have you ever met someone that probably seen you? And you see them in a photograph, you never seen them, maybe in person. It's been a long time since you've fallen. Heaven is really close. It's also heaven is vast. My father's house or many ways. Thank you.
23 David lives with it. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Take the most beautiful place you know. Sunsets, sunrises. The most wonderful day you've ever experienced, the wedding day, the birth of a child, the graduation. Think of the person who loves you more than anybody else loves you. Sometimes Mr. Archie R.G. Lee was born in Rochester, Illinois. Predecessor to the founders of the Methodist Episcopal Church. Very famous sermon that was called Payday Sunday. Payday Sunday. It's so funny. Vacation one time. Then his wife, they made it to the church. And then he goes into his wife and says, hey, there's nobody that is large and he is there. So the preacher gets up that day and then he starts preaching Payday Sunday. He gets up there. First to stand up and his wife grabs him on the coat and says, you sit down. I have to see this. If you're going to sit here and listen to this man preaching. So R.G. Lee, that's a Payday Sunday. Words of heaven. That's the way of the Christian. That's in heaven. But years later, R.G. Lee was on the step of the stop breathing. One second, you open his eyes. Look at his water. For the Christian, our eyes are Father, I pray for you. And nothing will separate us from you. I don't think nothing. But if we pray that you would write it deeply upon our hearts for you to discourage you, to bring it to memory. Father, we know that the Lord knows and our Savior comes. But make all things new. So let's keep our eyes on Him and walk with eternity, stand for the cross. We ask this.